From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garz is away this week. This is a sound we don't usually hear on Alt Latino, classical music. We're listening to Danzón Número 2 by the contemporary Mexican composer Arturo Márquez. Danzón Número 2. It's the first music pick of our guest this week, Dinora Márquez. She runs a program called Latino Art String Program in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's a project that teaches young Latinos how to play classical music as well as other styles of Latin music. Okay, Dinora, first, let's talk about the long history classical music has in Mexico. It goes back hundreds of years, but really came into its own shortly after the end of the Mexican Revolution in the 1920s.
The compositional tradition in the classical arena for Mexico, it goes way back. We have great Baroque composers as well. But the difference is that from that generation on, our composers were also looking to identify within their music what would make it very much Latin American or Mexican, right? Mm-hmm. And in the first segment that we heard, by Márquez, that's a great example because he takes a very traditional Afro-Caribbean form, dance form, which is el danzón, and he creates this magnificent orchestral piece for it.
Thank you. In the years after the decade-long Mexican Revolution of 1910, there was a cultural movement that aimed to create a distinctly Mexican identity through symphonic music, and it featured composers like Carlos Chávez, Blas Galindo, and José Pablo Moncayo. Moncayo's piece Huapango is still a very popular example of that movement.
It takes a very wonderful tradition of huapango music from Mexico, and he literally takes a variety of different huapangos, and he creates this beautiful masterpiece that is performed all over Latin America. And now, since we've had the Youth Symphony from Venezuela bring all these pieces around, a lot of other symphonies are playing it in the United States and Europe as well.
Now, before we hear Moncayo's symphonic huapango, let's hear what a traditional Mexican huapango sounds like. And now the piece that is often called simply Huapango de Moncayo. Huapango, written by José Pablo Moncayo, a composer who was part of a post-revolutionary musical movement in the 1920s that created a distinctly Mexican identity through symphonic music. Almost 100 years later, Dinora Márquez draws inspiration from that movement in her work teaching young Latinos how to play music so they can discover their own musical and personal identities.
Discovering one's identity in this country is actually quite difficult, I believe, especially as a young Latino. I've been having conversations with my young students about what it means to them to be Latino and entering an all-white high school, for example, and how are they subtly becoming Americanized. And that had totally happened to me. And I think that playing the classical music helped me explore certain aspects of being white European that I enjoyed. But it didn't negate to me where I was coming from. And so what I'm trying to do with my students is I'm trying to expose them not just to European classical music, but right along with the development that they have in classical, they're hand-in-hand developing the exploration of Latin American music. Whether it's they're playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and Bamba, a version of La Bamba that goes along with it.
Right.
Or, you know, they're getting to play, you know, Xochipitzahuac, you know, a Son Veracruzano. and a minuet by Bach. So the whole idea is that, you know, they can use these instruments to whichever expression they choose. And as they're growing up, they're defining what that passion is. Some of them, their passion is to start using their instrument to play bachata. Some of them, their passion is to keep playing, you know, Mendelssohn and Tchaikovsky. So the beauty of it, and this is in their own words, is they have a choice. They can some days choose not to do any classical music and just play mariachi. And some days they can really delve into the depth of whatever emotion the piece they're working on is bringing them to. So it doesn't really negate it. It's just that the thing is, once you're exposed and once you get a chance to play a wide variety of things, you have a choice. You like chocolate or you like vanilla.
Her childhood along the U.S.-Mexican border, first in Juarez, then in El Paso, Texas, provided Dinora with her earliest choices in life lessons.
There's something really amazing and mysterious about growing up on the border. You know, you always have this sense of otherness, you know, el otro lado, that which is over there versus where you are. But as I was growing up, I was actually exposed to a wide variety of music. And at home, we really listened to a lot of classical music, which is what really caught my imagination as I was growing up. No television, nothing. Somehow we ended up hearing classical music. And I could always have a whole film going on in my head, a whole story or going on in my head as I listened to that.
The opportunity to share her musical world of stories and visions came in the form of a casual visit.
I was visiting the United Community Center here in Milwaukee, and my husband, who's a visual artist, had an exhibit at the center. And all of a sudden, I saw this microcosm of a world that I had lived in when I was a child. And I was just coming off getting a master's degree in string pedagogy, and I thought, this is it. This is the place where I can give back, finally. You know, this is where my full circle is going to be. And I proposed to the agency the possibility of starting the strings program. And they got excited, but they really weren't sure what to make of the whole idea. And the concept that I had was what we were talking about before, which is, here's this incredible pool of amazingly talented young Latinos who don't have an opportunity to develop their talents through music. And if the agency is willing to support me on this, we're going to give them everything they need to do so. You know, we're going to get the instruments that are expensive. We're going to give them private lessons who nobody can afford. We're going to give them, you know, small group lessons and then help them be an orchestra and then help them play mariachi and Latin American and huapango and danzón and whatever it is that we eventually got to do. So that was the idea. And at first, I think it took the agency about a year to really embrace it. They didn't think there would be an interest for that. So finally, they invited me in to do it, and I met with parents at the beginning of a school year, and I explained what I was doing, and that very evening, I had 150 applications for the program.
Dinora's own relationship with classical music started with some very dedicated music teachers who had a significant impact on her life as a young girl in El Paso, Texas.
Just this summer, I was able to go back to El Paso after, I won't say how many years, but more than two decades. Yes, I was able to go back and thank my first violin teacher, Mr. James Engerstein. Now, even though the name wouldn't imply it, Mr. Jaime Engerstein was actually very Mexicanote. He's a very Mexican, fabulous classical violinist. And great, great man, great teacher. And it was great to be able to go back and tell him how he saved my life through music and he saved my brother's life through music.
And how did he do that? What do you mean saved your life?
You know, unfortunately, we still live in a time, and definitely was the truth back then, where Latinos are part mostly of some kind of statistics. And often, much too often, the statistics are pretty negative. And I have to say that both my brother and I were in the vulnerable category, both for having arrived in the United States as Mexicanos, not speaking a word of English at a time in which Texas was not very friendly. It was quite racist. And in addition to that, growing up in a home that, let's just say, had quite a bit of difficulties. Mm-hmm. So we were definitely there at the risk factor of failure or of many of the risks that our young people grow up with. The gangs, the pregnancy, all of those things were real possibilities for us. And music really is what saved our lives. I mean, when I first arrived, I didn't speak a word of English. I became incredibly shy and scared, not too sure how to navigate, the people around me. And at the school, we were not allowed to speak Spanish. We could be expelled for doing so. So music became my language. And for my brother, music pulled him out of the gangs and out of all that kind of trouble. And as a result, I mean, he's in Massachusetts as a violinist and a teacher, and myself as well. So we know that that's where we got our life together.
Her next song choice isn't classical, but instead something that helped her during those difficult parts of her childhood.
Well, you were asking, what kind of music influenced me as a young person. And cha-cha-cha, I was explaining to you that I didn't have the happiest of childhoods, right?
Sure.
And there's something about cha-cha-cha that always just made me happy. In part, maybe it's because my oldest brother was such a good dancer, and I have these great memories of him playing this and dancing to it. This is that kind of silver lining that, brings you out of any bad stuff.
This is Los Marcianos by Orquesta America.
Los Marcianos llegaron ya, y llegaron bailando rica ya. Rica ya, rica ya, rica ya. Así llaman en Marte al ya, ya, ya. De un platillo volador, todos bajaron bailando, y uno gozando rascando un guiro televisor. Los marcianos llegaron ya, y llegaron bailando rica ya. Rica ya, rica ya, rica ya. Así llaman en Marte al ya, ya, ya. Las marcianas muy bonitas, en trajes de mamboleta, giraron en mil piruetas, al ritmo del ricachá. Los marcianos llegaron ya, y llegaron bailando ricachá. Ricachá, 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 así llaman en Marte al cha-cha-cha. Otro marciano tocaba un instrumento muy raro, mezcla de timbal y piano, haciéndole al ricachá. Los marcianos llegaron ya, y llegaron bailando ricachá. Ricachá, 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 así llaman en Marte al cha-cha-cha. Los marcianos llegaron ya, y llegaron bailando ricachá. Ricachá, 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 así llaman en Marte al cha-cha-cha. Llegaron ya, y llegaron bailando ricachá. Ricachá.
Dinora Marquez says she has spent a lifetime finding joy and solace in playing music. But when we asked her what she gets out of the countless hours she has spent sharing that joy with younger musicians, she says it's pretty simple.
I get a chance to give back. I'm a survivor, and I'm know how much I've gone through and how blessed I am to have been able to survive and thrive. And so when something like that happens, I think it's our responsibility to give it right back. So when I get to see them begin to thrive and them begin to speak out and know who they are and decide what they're going to be doing and seeing their dreams come true, that is the best thing for me.
And to illustrate that point in music, she selected a song with a title that translates to, "I Come to Offer My Heart."
When I see my students, and I, whether I'm starting them at 5 years old or they're in the advanced mariachi performing for 10,000 people, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, kid, here's my heart, and hope that the music becomes your heart, and let's just give it out.
This is the legendary Mexican vocalist Eugenia León.
¿Quién dijo que todo está perdido? Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. Tanta sangre que se llevó el río. Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. No será tan fácil. Ya sé qué pasa, no será tan simple como pensaba, como abrir el pecho y sacar el alma. Una cuchillada de amor, luna de los pobres siempre abierta. Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón como un documento inalterable. Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón y uniré las puntas de un mismo lazo y me iré tranquila. Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. Cuando los satélites no alcancen, yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. Y hablo de países y de esperanzas. Hablo por la vida. De cambiar esta nuestra casa, de cambiarla por cambiar no más. ¿Quién dijo que todo está perdido? Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón. Hablo de países y de esperanzas, hablo por la vida, hablo por la nada, hablo de cambiar esta nuestra casa, de cambiarla por cambiar no más. ¿Quién dijo que todo está perdido? Yo vengo a ofrecer mi corazón.
Dinora Marquez started the program in 2002, and since then, hundreds of students in Milwaukee have learned how to play string instruments for both classical music and mariachi, and even a bit of bachata. And she says it helps even outside of the classroom.
Just recently, I discovered a study done by Northwestern University, and the study was actually proving how the study of music alters the brain in areas that affect the ability to develop language and spatial relationships and all of those things that have to do with what academically we are defining as the most important thing. I'm not defining it, but, you know, what academics define, you know, math and reading and writing. And so, yeah, we see that all those things are happening for our kids, and they're, you know, going, you know, we have 100% high school graduation rate from the kids that go through our program. And the great majority of them enter college immediately after high school. Some of them take a year off and then keep going. So we, so far, have seen that it has done this for them academically. But what they tell us, or they somebody asks them, is just what it has done for them emotionally, what it has done for them and their self-esteem and their self-confidence, and like I said, their self-identity. So we can quote a lot of different things, but I really like to kind of stick to what they say to me. They always tell me, keep it real, Ms. D. Tell it like it is. And so I ask them, well, what is it? And they tell me that. You know, I find myself through my music.
This is Gonna Be, composed and performed by six of the students of the Latino Arts String Program under the direction of our guest this week, Dinora Marquez, who we want to thank for spending time with us and telling us about her work. We want to remind you, you can hear this song and all the other songs we've played on our show today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And tell us about your own experiences with classical music. Let's keep the conversation going on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Our thanks to NPR member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for their help. Jasmine Garst will be back next week. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
Somos del Caribe, Mesoamérica, Honduras y Bolivia, Chile, Brasil, Uruguay, Argentina, Perú, Colombia, Costa Rica y Guatemala. Somos las naciones latinoamericanas.